This handcrafted summary will help you learn how mindfulness can help cure, what is the nocebo effect, does having a purpose help cure diseases, can hypnotherapy actually help cure diseases, can the mind cure the body. The healing power of the mind over the body is one of the major debates in medicine today. On one side are the proponents of conventional Western medicine who believe that our thoughts and emotions do not play a role in the medical condition of the body. They support physical methods and diagnosis, scans, tests, drugs, and surgery. On the other hand are believers of the alternative Eastern medicine. They believe in spiritual healing and the subjectivity of thoughts and beliefs over objective medical trials. Scientists are fighting back at the idea of alternative medicine. The proponents of Western medicine disapprove of the irrational methods of alternative medicine. It is true that the medical trials that we put our trust in need to be safe and scientifically sound. We must not abandon scientific evidence for wishful religious thinking. However, it will be naive of us to simply dismiss Eastern medicine. At times, the mind can have striking, immediate effects on the body. Sometimes its effects are important but subtle. Sometimes there are no effects at all. But the message is that we do not need to abandon rational thinking in order to appreciate the curative properties of the mind. The placebo effect is for real. Bonnie Anderson, 75 years old, had landed flat on her back on the floor of her kitchen while searching for a glass of water at night. She was unable to move and felt an excruciating pain. She had fractured her spine. The accident changed her life, leaving her devastated. She was unable to move or even stand up for long. She couldn't sleep at night or play golf. A few months later, Bonnie took part in a trial of vertebroplasty, a surgical procedure that injects medical cement into the fractured bone to strengthen it. After the trial, she immediately felt better. The pain reduced, and she was able to go back to golfing and maintaining an active social life. A decade on, she still believes that the surgery healed her fractured spine. Except she did not know that when she took part in the trial, the treatment she received was fake. In the trial, 131 patients with spinal fractures were enrolled and divided into two groups. One that received the actual surgery and another that received a fake procedure. Despite all the apparent benefits of vertebroplasty, the patients in the fake treatment group improved significantly as well. Their disability score dropped from 1723 to just 11. Such placebo trials highlight the power of our minds in improving our health conditions. However, one limitation of placebos is that they are only successful in influencing how we feel. They do not affect measures that we are not consciously aware of, such as blood sugar levels. Placebos cannot completely replace physical drugs and treatments. However, they can play a crucial role in improving certain health conditions and thus help patients avoid the side effects of conventional drugs. Now, what is nocebo effect? Linda Bonanno, a 67-year-old from Massachusetts, suffers from IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. She's in constant pain and needs to go to the bathroom frequently. Over the past 20 years, her symptoms have had an effect on her social and professional life. However, she found relief after taking part in a trial led by Ted Kapchuk. At the start of the trial, she was handed over the bottle of capsules but was told that the pills were placebos with no active ingredient whatsoever. Although she thought that a sugar pill could not help, she went ahead with it since she was desperate to find a cure for her condition. Surprisingly, she felt a difference. For the 3 weeks of the trial, Linda went back to living a normal life. 80 people with IBS took part in the trial, and it was found that half the patients taking placebos felt a significant difference than those who got no treatment, despite knowing that the pills were fake. It was a revolutionary discovery in the field of placebo research. The shape, size, color, packaging, and even the type of intervention of the placebos make a difference. For instance, colored pills work better than white ones. Surgery is better than injections, which are better than capsules. However, the placebo effect has a dark side, also called the nocebo effect. The mind can have healing effects on the body. However, it can similarly create bad symptoms too. Fearing the belief that you are about to become ill can cause actual physical symptoms in your body. In a clinical trial for depression, patients reported adverse side effects even when they were taking a placebo. The nocebo effect acts as a self-defense mechanism, or as Kapchuk puts it, the nocebo effect is when you are in a forest full of snakes and you see a stick and your brain sees a snake. Pavlov and the dog. A Russian physiologist, Ivan Pavlov, discovered how a mental cue generates a physical response, calling it conditioning. He noticed that a dog started salivating when he was brought the food, but gradually this response was triggered as soon as he entered the room, whether Pavlov carried the food or not. The dog had associated Pavlov's arrival with being fed. This conditioning can also trigger placebo responses. When an active pill causes a physiological change in a body, a look-alike placebo received later can cause the same change. In a study published in 2010, a group of children was given an active pill along with an inert placebo for a month. Later, their drug dose was reduced to half, while they still took the placebo. When the results came out, it was established that the group's condition remained stable or even better than the group receiving full dose all through. The association of the pill with the treatment tricked the brain into thinking that it will work. Conditioning does not just trigger responses like salivation or body flow. It has a massive effect on our immune systems. In an experiment conducted with mice, physiologist Bob Ader fed them with sweetened water paired with mildly infectious chemicals that made them feel sick. Later, he gave the rats only sweetened water. The rats continued to fall sick and one of them even died. Fatigue is a state of mind. 33-year-old Reinhold Messer and his climbing partner Peter Habeler were a resolute pair of mountain climbers, determined to reach the peak of Mount Everest without any oxygen tanks. Climbers and doctors found this as a stupid idea, as the amount of air to breathe at the top is only a third of the amount found at sea level. However, with their resilience, they were able to accomplish this extraordinary feat on 8 May 1978. A 2009 study found that near the summit of Mount Everest, at 8,400 meters, the oxygen content of blood reduced to just 3/4 of normal levels. Up to 7,100 meters, the oxygen content of the climber's blood remained the same as that at sea level. However, at a higher altitude, people fight for breath even when oxygen levels are maintained. Tim Noakes, a sports physiologist, got interested in the phenomenon of fatigue and came to realize that it was not what we were taught. Athletes do not get tired when they reach their physical limits. Fatigue is a sensation created by the brain to prevent catastrophic harm. Our brain forces us to stop exercising well before any signs of damage occur. At altitude, this effect is even more pronounced. Exercising regularly increases our physical fitness. It also makes the brain increase our limit of physical activity before hitting fatigue. Hypnosis as a cure. Consultant Peter Warwell's clinic is for the treatment of people with IBS, Irritable Bowel Syndrome, a functional disorder that most doctors dismiss as an inconvenience rather than a life-threatening disease. However, one morning in Dr. Warwell's clinic is enough to assure that IBS can destroy people's lives.